Best Compost Aerators, Step-by-Step Buyer's Guide. Keeping your compost with consistent airflow and heat is the first step to producing good compost. Air and heat helps speed up the composting process. Oxygen is also used by the decomposition organisms such as earthworms, bacteria, and fungi to survive in the compost. These decomposition organisms help break down organic waste into compost. And so, aerating your compost timely is recommended if you want to harvest good compost. This is where compost aerators come in handy. Compost aerators make it easier to turn and aerate your compost while the compost is still in the compost bin, tumbler, or pile. This is unlike the traditional method of turning compost, which requires you to empty the compost before you can aerate your compost. But, the question, what are the best modern compost aerators? Follow along with this handy guide to find out the 5 best compost aerators. But, before then, let me discuss some of the key features you need to consider before buying compost aerators. Define your purpose. First of all, you need to define your purpose. The first important feature you need to consider before buying any compost aerator is the type. Compost aerators come in 2 types. These are corkscrew and plunger. The corkscrew is usually used for aerating light compost that doesn't contain heavy compostable materials. The way this aerator is used is by twisting. The user needs to insert it into the compost and then twist it clockwise. So, if your compost contains heavy materials, this twisting may not be possible unless if you are strong enough. On the other hand, the plunger can be used for aerating both heavy and light compost. The plunger aerator has 2 folding tines that close when you are inserting the aerator into the compost and open up when you are pulling it upward. This helps mix the compostable materials properly and aerate your compost. Design and body. Another key feature you need to look at is the design and body of the compost aerator. Do not buy a compost aerator that will strain your muscles always. Look for one that you can use to aerate your compost while you are understanding. There are different sizes and shapes, so go for one that matches your size. The compost aerators also come in different shapes. There are those with comfortable grip handles and folding tines, while others come with a T-shaped handle and spiral tines. The one with folding tines usually aerates your compost without clogging, while those with spiral tines usually clog when aerating. Materials quality. I believe you will not like to buy a product and it breaks after using the product 2 to 3 times. This is where choosing compost aerators that have been designed with quality materials come in handy. Choose and buy a compost aerator that is designed with stainless steel material powder coated with rust-resistant materials. The product containing these materials is ergonomically durable and will last longer. Price. Another thing you need to consider is price. Here, you need to decide how much you want to spend on the compost aerator. Know that compost aerators made from quality materials are usually expensive. Warranty. This is a very important feature that only a few products come with. Warranty allows users to test a product for a limited time, and if the user is not satisfied with the product, they can take it back for replacement or refund. This is useful as it helps avoid wasting money on something that doesn't work. With this compost aerator's buying guide, here are the 5 best compost aerators that I have researched and hand-selected for you. Best compost aerators. In a rush? Our top picks. If you are looking for an ergonomically durable aerator that is designed with stainless steel and folding wings, consider buying Yard Butler compost aerators. Another great option is the SUBPOD compost aerator. Read on for a detailed step-by-step guide about their descriptions and reviews. Yard Butler Compost Aerator View on Amazon. The Yard Butler Compost Aerator is a compost mixer that is designed with a T-shaped handle and folding wings end. The folding wings close when you are inserting the mixer into the composting bin and open up when you are pulling the mixer out of the compost. This helps turn your compost and mixes the compostable materials properly, which also increases aeration in the compost and speed up the composting process. The T-shape is designed with a 38 inches height. This height eliminates bending during compost aeration. Moreover, the Yard Butler compost aerator is designed with steel, which makes it extra durable. Pros: it is made from steel. It makes aerating compost so much simpler than the traditional method. It is safe for your worms in the compost. The Yard Butler compost mixer comes with a lifetime warranty. Cons: the Yard Butler compost mixer cannot be used for large production of compost. Check price on Amazon Garden Weasel Garden Claw View on Amazon. The Garden Weasel Garden Claw is a versatile medium-duty garden tool that is designed to aerate, cultivate, loosen, and weed soil. It can also be used to turn compost and increase aeration in the compost. The Garden Weasel mixer and aerator are constructed with steel material. It has a T-shaped comfort grip handle, which is attached to spiral tines. All these materials come in a package that weighs 2.5 pounds and with dimensions of 6 x 12 x 38 inches. The Garden Weasel is also had 38 inches in height. This makes aerating your compost easier without bending. To aerate your compost, just insert the Garden Weasel mixer into the compost pile and then turn the comfort grip handles of the Garden Weasel while you are standing. The spiral tines have 4 turning tines that help turn and mic your compost properly. Pros: multiple purpose tool that can be used to aerate and cultivate your lawn or garden. It is simple to use. It is safe for worm compost. It is designed with steel material, which makes it durable and resistant to rusting. Cons: the spiral tines may get clogged up, especially if your compost contains too much moisture. If you use it to aerate large commercial compost, you may develop a muscle strain. Check price on Amazon SubPod Compost Aerator View on Amazon. The SubPod Compost Aerate is designed to make turning, mixing, and aerating compost easier. The compost mixer is constructed with food-grade stainless steel material and a comfortable polypropylene handle. Additionally, the compost aerator can be disassembled for easy storage. It is also designed with spare parts. The polypropylene handle is ergonomically designed for ease of use and comfort. It comes with 29.1 inches x 6 inches x 6 inches dimensions and has a weight of 2.64 pounds. Pros: worms friendly. Polypropylene makes mixing and turning compost easier and comfortable. Causes no muscle strain. Cons: it cannot be used for commercial purposes. Check price on Amazon Bosmier Compost Aerator View on Amazon. The Bosmier Compost Mixer has been designed to activate and aerate compost by turning and mixing compost heap using folding wings. The Bosmier works just like Yard Butler. When the Bosmier Compost Mixer is inserted in a compost bin, the wings folded forming a streamlined shape, which makes it easier for the Bosmier to reach the compost bed. And when the user pulls upward, the wings spread or open up in the compost. This helps turn and aerate the compost. The Bosmier compost mixer or aerator is constructed with durable stainless steel and comfortable free-spinning glass-filled nylon handles. This makes the tool ergonomically durable and resistant to rust. The Bosmier weighs 2 pounds and has 45 inches in height. Pros: the tool is easy to operate and you don't need to bend while aerating your compost. The free-spinning glass-filled nylon handles and stainless steel washers make this tool resistant to rust. It also has a lifetime warranty. Cons: the wings don't clog, but they become fat in the compost bin, which makes it hard to pull upward if you are not strong. Check PRCE on Amazon Low-Tech Products Compost Aerator View on Amazon. The low-tech compost aerator has been designed with 3/8 inch stainless steel metal and a non-ship comfortable grip. This makes it resistant against rusting. It also has 32 inches height, which makes it easier to operate without bending. It is a light and easy to lift and turn compost. All these features of low-tech compost mixer make turning and aerating your compost so much easier. To aerate your compost with this mixer, just insert it into the compost pile and twist the mixer clockwise down into the compost bin, and lift up the compost mixer straight without turning. This lifting helps pull up the compostable materials and mix them properly, increasing the oxygen and heat in the compost. In turn, the oxygen and heat speed up the composting process. Pros: the compost mixer has a lifetime warranty. It is also easy to use. It doesn't clog while aerating. Cons: it is not used for commercial purposes. Check price on Amazon. Frequently asked questions: do compost aerators work? Compost aerators were designed to help mix and aerate your compost easier without bending. They help increase airflow and generate heat in the compost pile, bin, or tumbler. Heat and air are the main factors required for microbial activities. These microbes help in the decomposition of compostable materials. Does my compost bin need air holes? Yes, leaving holes in your compost bin helps allow air or oxygen to flow in and out of the compost bin. It is recommended that you create hopes on your compost bin at least 5 to 9 holes. Tip: learn more about making a compost bin. How do you use a compost aerator? This depends on which type of compost aerator you are using. If you are using traditional compost aerators such as a garden shovel, you need to empty the compost from the bin, then turn the compost with the shovel, and then it back into the compost bin. However, if you are using modern compost aerators such as the ones I mentioned above, you only need to insert the mixer and turn or follow the instructions the compost aerator came with. How often should I aerate my compost? How often you should aerate your compost depends on so many factors such as brown to green ratio, size of the compost bin, and moisture content. Basically, you need to aerate your compost at least every 3 to 4 days if you are composting in a tumbler. And if you are using a compost bin, aerate every 3 to 7 days. What happens if you don't turn compost? If you don't turn your compost, the compost will be compacted and lose heat. Oxygen will not also flow properly. All these make decomposition organisms such as worms and bacteria die. Can you turn compost too much? It is not recommended to mix your compost too much. Turning your compost too much disrupts the formation of fungi and worms, which are the primary decomposers of the compostable materials. Learn more on how to turn the compost. Conclusion: I hope this guide helps understand how to choose the best compost aerators. I would love to hear from you. Let me know if you have any questions. Submit. Cancel. Thanks for your feedback. That's all, folks. This post is from webgardener.com. Thank you for listening.